Yes, I think it does. Tunisia does need more international pressure and support, particularly from the community of democracies. Tunisia has actually been receiving quite a bit of pressure from countries like the UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, who do not want to see a return to the democratic path. But the West, the United States, European Union, the UN, have been inconsistent in their response and have been relatively benign. For example, expressing support for the roadmap that Saeed announced in December, which is clearly unconstitutional and does not provide for an inclusive path forward.
Judging from President Saeed's political thinking and his violation of the 2014 constitution, is Tunisia moving rapidly towards a presidential rather than a parliamentary system of government?
It certainly looks that way. I think Saeed has been pretty clear since long before his election that he favors a stronger presidency and he's not a fan of the parliamentary system. The challenge, though, is there has really been a complete lack of transparency. We don't know who Saeed is going to task to draft the new constitution or what that document will look like. That being said, I do think it's pretty likely that the next phase of Tunisian politics will have a greatly diminished role for the parliament.
Tunisian President Kais Saied believes that he is waging a clean war against corruption and those conspiring against him and the country. He has not yet realized the seriousness of the violations that accompany the decisions and the measures that he has taken. What's the way out in Tunisia?
I think there is no question that Tunisia needs to address the endemic corruption that continues to plague the country 11 years after the revolution. However, Saeed's method, which has been to go after his political opponents, to use military courts to try civilians, this is not an effective method if you want to get at more stability. What he's doing is, in fact, leading to greater instability and greater unrest. In effect, Saeed has really been reintroducing a police state where we've seen bloggers who criticize the government thrown in jail. Instead, what he needs to be doing is introducing transparency measures, as well as focusing on economic reforms that could help lift up all Tunisians, not just those who support the president.
So will Tunisia witness another uprising?
I don't think we're going to see another full-on revolution, but I do think the next several months are going to be critical for Tunisia. We are seeing Saeed really hemorrhage support. More and more people, whether they're civil society organizations, individuals, political parties, they're starting to realize that Saeed is not the answer to their problems. What that looks like, whether that leads to more protests, whether that leads to some sort of consultative process, some sort of dialogue, I don't know. But certainly what we're seeing right now is a lot of recognition that what Saeed's doing is not actually helping Tunisia get to where it needs to be.